Yes, and my first guests are in the studio. I'm joined by Claire and Gina. They're from FRP Advisory. So good morning, girls.
Good morning, Michelle.
Hi, Michelle.
Nice to meet you both.
Thank you.
Who are FRP and what services do you provide? And also talk a little bit about your roles within the company.
Okay, this is Gina. I'm the National PR and Events Manager for the company. And FRP Advisory are a specialist business advisory company who can help companies in financial distress. We also have a number of other service lines that can also help people with debt management and also high net worth individuals who are maybe looking to invest in other companies. We can help with pensions advisory. We also have a forensic department who can look into fraudulent activities for companies. So it's quite a wide-ranging. We've got over 300 employees across the UK, but we're from the Brentwood office, obviously. Yeah. Nice and local to here.
Yeah.
And it's great to be here again. And the Brentwood office specialises in corporate and personal insolvencies, which is where my colleague Claire comes in.
So I've worked for FRP for 11 years now, and I specialise in the personal insolvency team, which is generally bankruptcy work. I'm sure most people have heard of IVAs now, we do those. But also liquidations, when it involves a limited company, we help directors manage their limited company debt situations.
What are the warning signs of distress within a company that a business owner should look out for?
Well, Michelle, the top five reasons for financial distress are obviously the primary one would be cash flow. The second one, following on from that, would be poor monitoring of the business accounts. Perhaps a loss of a contract or a credit arrangement coming to an end. HMRC arrears are quite a major one as well. They can suddenly contact you with some back payments that could cause cash flow issues. And then one that's a little bit hard to talk about but is a fact of life is it could be death, divorce, disease or a dispute within the company. And some figures out this morning actually from the Insolvency Service have confirmed that 14% of UK businesses are currently experiencing distress, which is a rise of 5% year on year. Corporate insolvencies rose by 11% in the first two quarters of 2019. And the under 25s make up 6.5% of all personal insolvencies in the UK at the moment. Of course, the sixth reason for current financial distress is, of course, that B word,
yes.
Which has caused all sorts of problems for nearly every business across the UK, and that is still obviously ongoing. And we have seen a rise in a variety of companies coming to us that have been affected by import or export issues or the rising and dipping of the pound, etc.
I suppose it's really for any business, if you see there is a problem, is to get it resolved as quickly as possible and not put your head in the sand.
That's right. Debt is such a difficult thing to talk about, but when you do start talking about it, you'll find that there's actually lots and options available to you. It's really important. We talk about a thing called the debt curve, and as soon as possible that you realise that there might be any issues, it's really, really important to get some advice and good advice, best advice. And that's what FRP can help with. As Gina said, we're close to Brentwood Station. We've got client meeting rooms where you can have a friendly, confidential chat with the debt expert. And I think it's really, really important to come and see someone sooner rather than later. Burying your head in the sand is a phrase we hear a lot.
Yeah.
Wherever you are on the debt curve, talk about it as soon as possible with a debt professional.
Now, what options for recovery and rescue are there? Because most people think if you've got financial difficulties, that's going to be the end of it. And I think that's why sometimes people put their head in the sand. They don't want to fight. But it doesn't mean that at all, does it?
No, not at all. I think people often imagine the worst, and the reality is actually much better. What FRP do in their role as an office holder is basically step in between the person that owes the money and the person that's owed money. And we create a barrier and hopefully a reduction of stress between those two situations. We're professionals in the industry, so our role is to get the start point, understand the situation, work through it so we can find a completion point where everyone can move on.
Can I just ask about fees?
Generally speaking, it is based on the complexity of what needs to be resolved.
Right.
And complexity tends to go hand in hand with the size of the company. So,
yeah.
So yes, that would be a rule. all of them.
I've got a company and then a supply goes into administration, which sometimes happens. How can you get involved to help with that?
Well, there's lots of competing interests in an insolvency situation. It can sometimes seem very legal and very complicated. Some of the paperwork is quite hard to understand. So what we would do is we would give advice as a strategy for recovery of debt and understanding if someone was owed money, what their options are for recovery. I think ultimately, if we're doing our job right, it's to use our expertise to be able to... And, it's not necessarily strictly a mediation, but we're essentially mediating between two sets of parties. One party who owe the money, one party that the money is owed to.
Yeah.
Obviously, emotions can run quite high in those situations. So if we're doing our job right, we can add the legal framework to what needs to be dealt with, and parties can go on to more profitable, enjoyable things than worrying about their debt.
There are a number of different insolvency solutions, and obviously... You know, we can't stress more that the earlier any distress is identified, we can be called in, we can help mediate, as Claire has said, and find the right solution for the right case. Everybody is individual and all of their companies are individual, so we will look at that on an individual basis. It's not necessarily an out-of-the-box product, but obviously there are legal entities and legal procedures that we have to follow to ensure that everything is done to a professional standard.